Ralph, we're back on the record.
All right, thank you, Kelly. This is Ralph Pittman, Chair of the Board of Nursing and Certified Nurse Midwives. It is 1:46 p.m. I make the following motion to go back on the record at this time. Is there a second of the motion?
Second.
Motion has been seconded by Shane.
Curtis.
By Curtis Nielsen. We will do a roll call of the board. Ralph Pittman, yay. Cheryl Stedman.
Yay.
Shane Yardley.
Yes.
Wendy Russin.
Yay.
Derek Bradley.
Yay.
Mandy Liu.
Yes.
Curtis Nielsen.
Yes.
Right. A quorum of the board being present. The board makes the following recommendations. Pull this up here. The board finds the allegations presented to the board in regards to this order to show cause that number one is factual. Number two is factual. Number three is factual. Number four, to be factual. Number five, to be factual. Number six, to be factual. Number seven, to be factual. Number eight, to be factual. Number nine, to be factual. Number 10, to be factual. Number 11, to be factual. And number 12, to be factual. With the caveat that, Ms. Ailette has recently submitted her word essay within the past week of this hearing being held. Based on the allegations set forth, the board makes the following recommendation. We find that Ms. Ailette has engaged in acts, practices, and omissions as alleged herein. Number two, that by engaging in the above acts, practices, and omissions, respondent has been found to have violated the following statute and rules: Utah Code Annotated 58-1-501, and that three, an order be issued revoking the respondent's license to practice as a registered nurse in the state of Utah. B, prohibit respondent from applying for any license with the division for a period of 4 years, requiring respondent to provide the division with the results of a drug and alcohol testing for the 12 consecutive months preceding any reapplication for licensure, demonstrating that they have not used alcohol or drugs for which they do not have a current valid prescription. The division is not required to accept testing results from other governmental authorities or drug testing facilities to satisfy this requirement. Respondent must accurately complete and sign any and all testing results, release forms requested by the division or the testing service. D, require respondent to complete a one, mental health evaluation, two, substance use disorder evaluation, and three, physical evaluation with division approved licensed providers within 90 days preceding their reapplication. Each evaluation must clearly indicate respondent can safely resume practice as a registered nurse. Imposing such other sanctions as the division director deems just and appropriate pursuant to Utah Code 58-1-4012. This is Ralph Pittman. I make a motion in regarding this matter for Ms. Ailette that the information presented to the board be accepted as factual and the recommendations as read be accepted. Is there a second of the motion?
Ms. Curtis, I'll second.
Motion has been seconded by Curtis. We will do a roll call of the board. Ralph Pittman? Yes. Cheryl Stedman?
Yes.
Shane Yardley?
Yes.
Wendy Resson?
Yes.
Derek Bradley?
Yes.
Mandy Liu?
Yes.
Curtis Nielsen?
Yes.
Motion is unanimous. The division is instructed to prepare proposed findings of fact and conclusions of law, presenting the board's recommendations to the division director. Ms. Ailette, do you have any, excuse me, Ms. Ailette, you will receive a copy of the director's final order once it's issued. Do either party have any questions regarding this?
Nope.
All right. As there is no questions, we'll ask the division to prepare that finding. Ms. Ailette, the board would like to encourage you to continue with the therapy that has been recommended for you to help you get back on that path to come back to be able to be a nurse within the state and the community to do the profession that you have done for so long, and to help you get back into that correct space that you need for your mental health to be able to help patients and others. We commend you for taking those steps at this time and just encourage you to continue forward in regards to that. Thank you for being here with us and meeting with us today. As I mentioned, you will receive a copy of the final order once it has been issued by the director. Any further questions?
Nope.
All right. Thank you. This concludes our matter with Ms. Ailette at this time. All right. We have a little bit of time here. Our next hearing is at 2 for Ms. Herring. Yes, Kelly. I thought I saw a hand go up.
I'm muted. Apologies. I'm not sure if this is the appropriate time, but we received a message from Ms. Herring indicating that she had wanted to reschedule the hearing. I'm not sure if this is a good time to bring it up, or if you'd like us to share that, or I'd like to proceed.
I will defer to the state. I know I'm reading through the order that it does indicate if she's needing to reschedule that or has questions about this, to be able to reach out to the division director or Mr. Bouchon a day before the hearing. Mr. Green, do you have any?
I think if it's all right with the board, I think I'd like to take a minute with to talk with Mr. Bouchon and discuss what we'd like to do, if that's all right.
All right. Let's take a brief moment. We'll go off the record for the, and everybody please come back at 2. We'll take a 5-minute break here and we'll give Mr. Green and Mr. Bouchon some time to discuss how to proceed with this last minute notification.